It's the Cap and Haw Show on WGN Plus and Comcast Sportsnet.
Eddie Jordan.
Welcome back, Kevin Hawk, Comcast Sportsnet, and WGN Plus. Eddie George, one of the great backs we've ever watched, is in our studio. Good morning. How you doing?
Morning, Eddie.
I'm doing great.
I am.
Did you see the sun out today?
Yeah,
in the city?
Day.
It's awesome.
There's no better place on the face of this earth than Chicago on a day like today.
Unbelievable.
In the summer, it's the greatest city.
Oh, it is.
I had the top down on my car coming in, and I'm looking around going, I should
enjoy
call
it for like this 2 days, right?
Yeah, it's just unbelievable.
It is. Gorgeous day, man. Glad to be here in
you
Chicago.
You look like you could still play.
You know what? I just try to keep my wife interested in me still, man. You know? that's it. That's all a facade, man. I couldn't play, trust me, if I tried. My knees, you know, I tapped the skull against somebody, one of these young boys today, I'll be done. So it just looks that way. I'm getting ready to watch my son play in college, so I'm really excited.
We're talking
about
that during the break. He's going to be a freshman at Vanderbilt.
Freshman at Vanderbilt this year. I played at the Catholic last year in Maryland, Hightsville, Maryland. Got recruited to Vanderbilt to play for Derek Mason and the Doors, and have a chance to see college football from a different perspective, from the stands and tailgating. Really excited about that. And also to go around the SEC. And I've heard great stories about how they do it down there. For years I've been... You know,
well, it's Vanderbilt. Does that count?
You know, it's a low blow. That was tough.
I'm just
that's
kidding.
All right.
I'm just kidding.
But, you know, going to Ole Miss and going to Georgia and going to Florida, I look forward to doing that.
So it's a good day to have an Ohio State legend in the studio because Ohio State made some news last night. Yeah. Braxton Miller's going to be an H-back. I think Urban Meyer said that that wasn't quite the case yet, but I think Braxton Miller let the cat out of the bag. What was your first reaction when you heard that, and how do you think this is all going to play out?
When I first heard it, I mean, I wasn't surprised. I think that he can definitely make the transition. You can put him in the same category with a Randall Cobb, plays for Green Bay. Randall L., who played so many years in the NFL as a slot guy, but played in Indiana as a quarterback. But we're talking about a guy that was a two-time Big Ten MVP at quarterback, a possible Heisman Trophy candidate at quarterback. Just from a personal perspective, I couldn't imagine having to change my position because maybe I wasn't good enough to start as a quarterback on my own team. So from an ego standpoint and really from your own personal standpoint as an athlete, it's got to be a hard blow. It's got to be a hard pill to swallow. But it says a lot about who he is.
Character.
Says, okay, character to say, okay, in order for me to help this team win, in order for me to reach my full potential as an athlete, I'm going to have to change my position. And not just the starting quarterback. He was the two-time MVP of the Big Ten at some point in time and a Heisman Trophy candidate at the quarterback position. It's unheard of. I mean, just a great man of character.
You started 130 consecutive football games. Mm-hmm. The only guy who started more at your position in a row, we work with Jarrett Payton here, is the late Walter Payton.
Yes, God bless his soul,
130 games in a violent sport like that. Were there days where you woke up on a Sunday morning and went, no shot?
Yeah, absolutely. It was some tough days on Sundays when I felt like I couldn't go with a torn cartilage in my ribs. A sprained knee, dislocated shoulders, turf toe, you name it, I had it. And had to show up every single day for work, you know, because I felt like, look, me at 60%, I'm still one of the best running backs in this league. And that's how I looked at it. It's like if I could walk, I was going to play. Maybe it wasn't smart in hindsight looking back for the longevity of my life, but in the quality of life, I mean, I'm pretty good now, but – I was a warrior.
Would you change anything?
No. Because that's what I was born to do. If you had that in your spirit to do that, it would have been blasphemy for me to do something outside of that, to say, okay, I want to have a great quality of life after I'm done playing, you know. And I was trying to be the best at my position, to be the best player in the league and win a championship at all costs.
How much of your durability do you think, did you incorporate alternate methods like yoga, which is now more popular?
Yeah,
when did that start? We know that's important to
you
now.
I started in 97.
Doing yoga in 1997.
I started doing yoga in 1997, my second year in the league. Prior to that, I did ballet. I would do when I was in high school, but I wanted to do something a little bit different to keep my hips and my core strong and to keep them open, to prevent preventative measures. And I just really fell in love with the practice. You know, when I first started doing yoga. There's a position called down dog where you hold yourself
up.
Oh,
believe me. P90X.
Yeah. Holding that position at the beginning for 10 seconds was hard. Yeah. And in yoga, you have to learn to breathe in it, stay in it for close to a minute to 2 minutes. And when I did that, I said, you know what? I'm not nearly as strong as I need to be in all the right areas.
Right.
So it really opened me up to the practice, and I still continue to do it today. In fact, I have a DVD that's out on Gaim, so you can check it out. But I'm not here to talk about that. But
you do have a DVD?
Yeah, I have a DVD for men. Yeah, yoga for men.
How about
that's
that?
Cool.
Yeah. Interesting. Do you like the hot yoga?
Only if there's like a hot eye candy to look at.
Exactly.
It'll distract you, man. It'll distract
Lululemon,
you.
Lululemon, baby. Yeah,
isn't that the greatest?
Greatest store in the world.
The stock is booming too, right?
It is. Killing it. Absolutely killing it. Eddie George is in our studio going into the College Football Hall of Fame and take you back to that moment.
Mm-hmm.
You're standing up there and there's been so many amazing players, and Eddie George is in the Hall of Fame.
You know, I had a chance to talk to Dre Bly this past weekend, who's went in last year, and just to talk about the men that you see in that room in New York, and it's a who's who of business, not just college football. You talk about Roger Staubach, Jerry Jones, T. Boone Pickens, to name a few. Dan Rather's walking around. You know, like, whoa, this is pretty significant.
Serious.
Kevin Plank is there. I mean, just CEOs and corporations is just it's a really, really big deal. And to see who else is not on the list, who's not in the Hall of Fame at this point in time, you look at that list, you're like, wow, Eric Dickerson is not in. Ray Lewis isn't in. Warren Sapp isn't in. And you're like, I got in, you know, and all these great athletes who played the game before me are still out. It's truly an exclusive group. And it's an incredible achievement to say that I've had for my collegiate career.
Your Titans are in the midst of a rebuild, and I think you have the number one draft pick, or number two. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
number two overall draft pick, Marcus Mariota. And he looks like he's going to be the guy from day one. When you project out this year, it's tough to be a rookie starting quarterback in the NFL. Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota, who has the better year?
I think Jameis Winston, and because I think he's more NFL ready. He comes from a pro system. He understands the nuances of the system. There were times when you watched him last year bring his team back from several touchdowns down. And this, you're going to find yourself in that position in the NFL. So he can play from behind. He can play ahead. He can make every throw there is to make. He's a great leader on the field. He can manipulate a secondary, you know, throwing them. I mean, things that you wouldn't see a quarterback do, whereas Mariota, great athlete, but the system really helped him out, you know, and it's predicated off of time and pressure, you know. And I don't know if they're going to run an up-tempo offense. So in order for Marcus to have a successful year, it's going to take the parts around him to really raise up, specifically the run game. They've got to have a strong run game to support him and a strong defense to give him opportunities to be successful.
We hear so many athletes in trouble in the news. And I look at you, you've got an MBA, I think, from Northwestern, executive MBA.
Yes.
You got a son who's going to go play at Vanderbilt. That's as good academically as there is.
Yes.
You are just a quality person, a family guy. Everything that you do, are there times you're reading the newspaper or watching TV and you go, another fool acting like a complete idiot. I got to give these guys some guidance.
It's funny you say that. In fact, I started teaching a class at Ohio State called the Business of Professional Sports, where we cover a lot of these issues with athletes, from life skills to finances,
decision making.
Scenarios you'll find yourself in, and it was all designed to say, okay, this is what you're going to face before, during, and after your professional career if you get to that point. And it really opens up the conversation of what are you going to do with your education now, and really take advantage of the opportunities you have in front of you and begin to think of yourself really as a brand. Once you put that uniform on as a collegiate athlete, you're part of a brand. You're a target. I mean, just look on Instagram, Periscope, Twitter. You know, whatever you say will be magnified.
And lasting.
And lasting out there. So it baffles me when I see guys, you know, in this day and age, like in the situations that they're in. No judgment. You know, I've had my mistakes, but – you know, you've got to be a little bit smarter in terms of this day and age, in terms of this nanosecond.
And along those lines, before we, when we come back from the break, I want you to talk about the decision by Jimbo Fisher at Florida State to tell his players that, you know what, after all of the turmoil they have been through the last couple of years, there are bars on campus, off campus, or off campus.
Banned.
You're not going to them.
You're banned.
You're banned from going to bars.
You got to throw down the hammer. You give guys the freedom to be men. And you can't act responsibly as men. You've got to take away things because guess what? Jimbo Fisher's job is on the line. He's been through too much the last 3 years with incidents off the field. And, you know, as a football coach, you don't have time to babysit. So guess what? You know what? You can't act right.
You're out.
You got to go.
Got to take a quick timeout. More with Eddie George. He's involved with a great event, the BTN Big 10K. That's coming up. We'll tell you how you can participate. Wintrust loves good rivalry. Who doesn't? I do. Here in Chicago, one of the best. Cubs and White Sox, Northside, Southside, Blue, Black. Put your money where your heart is, Chicago. Decide for your side with the Cubs or White Sox checking account from your local Wintrust Community Bank. It even comes with your very own Cubs or Sox debit card so you can show your baseball pride every time you make a purchase. Cheer for your team. Tweet or Instagram, hashtag Decide Cubs, hashtag Decide Sox. When you choose either online or in the bank, you'll have Wintrust donate up to $500,000 to Cubs and White Sox charities. Follow along online, see whose fans are cheering the loudest, and learn more. Wintrust.com/you decide. Banking services provided by Wintrust Community Banks, Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox trademarks used with permission. Member FDIC. Be right back.
Cap'n Haw.
Welcome back on Comcast Sportsnet. You can watch us. They'll rerun the show this afternoon. Cap'n Haw Rewind tonight at 11 on CSN. Catch us through our podcast on iTunes and WGNplus.com. Eddie George, great college football Hall of Famer, great running back out of Ohio State, is in our studio. The BTN, Big 10K. It's Saturday, tomorrow, Soldier Field campus, Big 10 Network's way of connecting with this huge community of Big 10 fans in Chicago. BTN kicks off the 2015 football season with the BTN Big 10K, and this year BTN will have over 40 football games. The Big 10 is back. Should be a cool event.
It is. I'm excited about it. Starts bright and early tomorrow morning.
You're running?
No. I'll be watching. I got my running in during the week. I try to get in 8 to 10 miles a week, and Saturdays are my day off. So I'll be watching with an alcoholic beverage in my left hand and maybe a pretzel in my right and cheering these people on.
All right, let me ask you a question. There's nothing wrong with a 25-year-old millionaire in the locker room going, hey, we don't have a game tomorrow. Let's go out tonight. Do players not make the decision before they ever take the first sip? Hey, man, call a limo service, Uber,
yeah,
something, Uber, so that I don't have to pick up the paper every day and go, another guy with a DUI.
You know, you think that you can handle it. You think that it's not going to be you. You think that, okay, if I have a couple, I can control it. But guess what? You know, the drinks start flowing, the music's right, the environment's right, the girls are in there. You're like, okay, I'm going to throw caution to the wind and take my chances. And that's when, pop, it happens. Happens to the best of us. I mean, so you got to think in terms of, if I have one drink, I can't drive, period, end of story. You can't put it out there. You just can't, you know. And listen, we've all made big-time mistakes, but as athletes, you have to think 5-6 moves ahead of everybody else because
they're all gunning for
the one thing that's going to circulate the news faster than anything is a negative story. Nothing positive.
Correct.
So that's what you got to look out for.
Back to the Big Ten. So try to be objective here. Jim Harbaugh goes to Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're an Ohio State guy.
Yeah.
But what will be the Harbaugh effect on the Big Ten, on that program, and how much of an impact do you think he will have in his first season?
Judging by what he's already has accomplished, everywhere he's been successful early on. You know, Stanford, you know, refurbished that brand and made them national contenders. Left it under David Shaw. First 3 years in the NFL, Super Bowl appearance. I mean, went to the playoffs. Really changed the culture and the identity of the San Francisco 49ers by being a hard-nosed running football team backed up with a great defense. And I would expect the same thing back at Michigan. You know, one thing that I did see, these things don't matter, but they do to me. They went back and they got rid of the Adidas contract. They got the Nike back on the uniform. That's what Michigan's about. You know, now the he's bringing some of the traditions back to what Michigan used to be. And I know for a fact that he's going to run the football. In order for the Big Ten to truly be back, Michigan has to be strong, period. You know, Michigan State, they're having their run. They're strong. Ohio State's Ohio State. Penn State has to be strong. But in order for the Big Ten to truly be back, Michigan has to be national contenders.
He is a different cat. Gotten to know him when he was here. But I would think that if you got the right kid with the right character and he's sitting in your living room, it'd be tough to turn him down.
It will be. You better, listen, they're going to be a hard team to beat. They're going to be competitive this year. And regardless of whether they have the talent or not on defense, offensively, they may not have the pieces that he wants, but they're going to play with a certain chip on their shoulder. And that's something I haven't seen from Michigan in the last decade. They don't play with a chip on their shoulder, regardless of who you are. They were Michigan, the maize and blue, period, in the Big House. They've kind of lost their way. The glaring sign to me was last year when they played Utah and there was the storm and they had to stop the game and everybody left the stadium. And then they came back in the fourth quarter to finish the game and there was no one in the stands. That was a sad state of affairs for the Michigan football program.
And that's why they had to make a change.
They had to make a change.
And they went back to the past to try to restore some tradition. Yeah. Okay, so you're in Chicago. We're a few days away from the Bears reporting to training camp. Mm. So look at what you think of Matt Forte, what you think of the impact John Fox can have, and just overall the Bears have endured probably N.J. Cutler, Vanderbilt guy himself.
Yeah.
Bears had a tough year last year. What are the expectations this season? Do you see something everyone else doesn't? I mean, do you see any hope at all for a team that's really struggling?
Well, I think that when I think of the Bears and their organization through the years, it's been great defense and running the football. That's what win champion. That's my formula for winning championships. That's the Bears' makeup. And I think they have to get back to that. They have a quarterback. They've addressed that in Jay Cutler, but is he truly the leader that you want or that's going to lead you to a championship? That remains to be seen. I think that Matt Forte is a key cog because he's an underrated running back. Doesn't get nearly enough love from the national perspective that he deserves. The one thing, the key question is can they stop anybody? You know, and for me, leadership is such a big thing in terms of who you are, where you're going, and the character and the qualities you're going to have in the locker room. And I don't see that guy in the Bears locker room. Who is that key leader? The Briggs is gone. Urlacher is gone. So who are you going to lean on in tough times, and who is the true face of this franchise? So they have to address a lot of that this year. And it's going to be a year where it's going to be a transition year to figure out what John has to figure out what he has to work with, and how he's going to put his thumbprint on this organization in terms of building out the culture that he needs to be successful.
I want to go back to your personal life for a second, because as I knew you were coming in, I did some reading on you, and there was your mom was a flight attendant.
Yeah.
Your agent, Lamont Smith, who I know,
mm-hmm.
calls your mom and said, I want you to be there when he signs his contract.
Yeah.
Your mom changes her plans, comes to San Antonio. Was that where you signed? The flight she would have been on then was Flight 800 that crashes. Puts everything in perspective in your life.
Oh, it does. It really does. It was definitely an unfortunate event. A lot of people lost their lives. A lot of people lost loved ones from that flight. And it really affected my mom in a major way thereafter. She dealt with a lot from that, you know, barely missing that flight. You know, it was very difficult for her. And for me, gosh, it just makes me appreciate every day that I can pick up the phone and call her or see her. I mean, because you don't know when your time is up on this earth. I mean, you just don't know. So you tend to let go of all the small mundane things that really don't matter and start to say, okay, this is what life is about, and I got to spend more time with my family.
I was telling David, I read a great book on vacation the late Stuart Scott wrote, Every Day I Fight, and he said, when you walk out after you've been diagnosed with something and you walk out, the sun shines brighter. Like today you said how beautiful it is out there. Something like you and your mom went through.
Absolutely.
It just, you appreciate the bird chirping outside, whatever it is.
I mean, you know what? I'm a spiritual person, and I don't deny that. I don't hide behind that. I think what I try to do, I try to just look for God in everybody and everything and learn from it, good, bad, or indifferent. I try to appreciate what life has to offer. If it's just being able to wake up, sit on the side of my bed, and go brush my teeth, because there are people that can't do that, that are limited to a bed, that can't walk, that can't see, that can't move properly, or they're dealing with something. So I've been very blessed up until this point in my life that I can say I can do that on a day-to-day.
So what's
basis.
Next? You have so many different interests, so many different talents. I mean, what's next for an Eddie George?
What's next for me? I'm starting a wealth management company. I'm currently getting licensed in the business, and the idea is to help athletes with their lifestyle in terms of preserving their wealth, maintaining their wealth, but also coming up with a life plan for when their days are done, during and afterwards. Something I've been working on for the last year and a half or so. So it's very exciting for me to do it.
You've also acted some.
Yes, entertainment as well.
Steven Seagal movie, I think.
Yeah, that was like 12 years ago or so in Thailand.
Coach.
And Coach was one. You know what? My thing is I operate under three umbrellas. That's entertainment, education, and entrepreneurship. And with whatever comes up within that, whether it's a play doing Shakespeare, I'll do it. If it's teaching a class at Ohio State, I'll do it. If it's about making money and building businesses and helping people see things differently and selling products, I'm going to do it. So that's kind of how I operate my life. And it's fulfilling. You know, it really is.
Well, thanks for being here.
Hey, appreciate man, thank you. Hope you. Are you guys going to come run?
We'll have a little bit of a
probably not.
Conflict.
I mean, you can walk you don't have to run at all.
I take Saturdays off. I got my 8 to 10 miles in during the week.
Yeah, exactly.
At least come down and hang out with me on stage.
Have an alcoholic beverage with you.
Exactly.
Take Uber. Don't miss the BTN Big 10K event in Chicago Saturday, July 25 on the Soldier Field campus. Big 10 Network's way of connecting with this huge community of Big Ten fans in Chicago. They kick it off the football season, over 40 games on BTN. The Big Ten is back. Dress up your favorite school colors, compete for your Big Ten team in the 10K race or the 5K run walk. Afterward, kick off the college football season in style with thousands of Big Ten fans at the ultimate post-race fan fest and tailgate party tomorrow on the Soldier Field campus. What time they want to be there?
Bright and early, 6:45, I believe.
6:45 in the morning. There you go. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having
me. Class
act. Thank you.
All right, we'll take time out. Be right back.